American Language Course, Book 26, Tape 3C. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 3C. Look at Figure 1. Take a few seconds to study the sentences in the boxes. You'll see that the subject and verb can be left out of the clauses that begin with although, even though, or though. Notice also that the sentences in the first box require a comma, while those in the second box do not. Read the sentences silently now. Listen to the sentences below the boxes, then repeat them without saying the words in parentheses.
Number 1. Listen. Although it was small, the room didn't seem crowded. Repeat. Although small, the room didn't seem crowded. Number 2. Listen. Even though it's old, the car's in good condition. Repeat. Even though old, the car is in good condition. Number 3. Listen. Though she was annoyed, she tried not to be rude. Repeat. Though annoyed, she tried not to be rude. Number 4. Listen. The movie was enjoyable, although it was very long. Repeat. The movie was enjoyable, although very long. Number 5. Listen. We got lost even though we were following a map. Repeat. We got lost even though following a map. Number 6. Listen. He's well educated, though he's not a college graduate. Repeat. He's well educated, though not a college graduate.
Look at Figure 2. Listen to the sentence. Then shorten it by leaving out the subject and verb that follow although, though, or even though. Listen to the example. Although he's handicapped, he's very successful. Now, shorten the sentence. Repeat. Although handicapped, he's very successful. Listen, then shorten the sentence.
Number 1. Although it's polluted, the water appears to be clean. Repeat. Although polluted, the water appears to be clean. Number 2. Alan won't resign even though he's fed up with his job. Repeat. Alan won't resign even though fed up with his job. Number 3. That math course is recommended, though it's not compulsory. Repeat. That math course is recommended, though not compulsory. Number 4. Even though he was in a hurry, Mike stopped to help us. Repeat. Even though in a hurry, Mike stopped to help us. Number 5. Though he isn't a pilot, the passenger landed the plane. Repeat. Though not a pilot, the passenger landed the plane. Number 6. The business is successful, although it's in a poor location. Repeat. The business is successful, although in a poor location.
Please go to Figure 3 now. Look at the sentences in the boxes. They show how you can use the words however, nevertheless, and even so to emphasize the contrast between two ideas. Notice that the ideas can be stated in separate sentences or combined in one sentence with a semicolon. Take a few seconds to read the sentences silently. Now look at the sentences below the box. Listen to the sentences without the connecting words, but don't repeat them. Then repeat the sentence or sentences with the connectives.
Number 1. Listen. Sergeant Smith was ill. She reported for duty. Repeat. Sergeant Smith was ill. However, she reported for duty. Number 2. Listen. I've taken some aspirin. I still have a headache. Repeat. I've taken some aspirin. However, I still have a headache. Number 3. Listen. Dave charged the battery. The car wouldn't start. Repeat. Dave charged the battery. Even so, the car wouldn't start. Number 4. Listen. Our departure was delayed. We arrived on schedule. Repeat. Our departure was delayed. Even so, we arrived on schedule. Number 5. Listen. John studied all night. He failed the test. Repeat. John studied all night. Nevertheless, he failed the test. Number 6. Listen. His car was destroyed. The driver survived. Repeat. His car was destroyed. Nevertheless, the driver survived.
Look at Figure 4. Listen to the connective word and write it in the blank. Then repeat the sentence. If the connective follows a period, remember to capitalize the first letter of the word. Now listen and write. Then repeat.
Number 1. Even so. Repeat. I'd read the book before. Even so, I enjoyed reading it again. Number 2. Nevertheless. Repeat. He changed the light bulb. Nevertheless, the lamp still didn't work. Number 3. However. Repeat. She wrote the book 10 years ago. However, it's just been published. Number 4. Even so. Repeat. No one wanted to discuss the problem. Even so, Ted brought it up. Number 5. Nevertheless. Repeat. The amount of food appeared inadequate. Nevertheless, it was ample. Number 6. However. Repeat. The patient's illness seems to be mental, however, it's physical.
Look at Figure 5. The boxes show how you can use the connectives despite, in spite of, and regardless of to combine sentences with contrasting information. Take a few seconds to study the sentences in the boxes. Now, look at the sentences below the boxes and repeat them.
Number 1. They're happy in spite of the fact that they're poor. Number 2. In spite of the fact that they're rich, they're unhappy. Number 3. He writes checks despite the fact that his account is empty. Number 4. Despite the fact that she's allergic to it, Amy drinks milk. Number 5. Jim smokes regardless of the fact that he has a bad cough. Number 6. Regardless of the fact that she never studies, Mary makes good grades.
Look at Figure 6 now. Listen to the dialogue and the connective. Then use the connective to complete the answer to the question in the dialogue. Listen to the example.
The service was slow.
Did you leave a tip?
Despite the fact.
Yes, I left a tip despite the fact the service was slow.
Now listen to the first part of the dialogue and the connective. Then complete the last sentence. Number 1.
The ship was badly damaged.
Did it sink?
Despite the fact. Repeat. No, despite the fact it was badly damaged, it didn't sink. Number 2.
Mark hadn't practiced.
Did he win the game?
In spite of the fact. Repeat. Yes. He won the game in spite of the fact he hadn't practiced. Number 3.
I ran a red light.
Did you get a ticket?
Despite the fact. Repeat. No, I didn't get a ticket, despite the fact I ran a red light. Number 4.
Jerry didn't feel well.
Did he attend the meeting?
In spite of the fact. Repeat. Yes, he attended the meeting in spite of the fact he didn't feel well. Number 5.
I memorized the formula.
Can you solve the problem?
Despite the fact. Repeat. No, I can't solve the problem despite the fact I memorized the formula. Number 6.
Mike didn't study for the test.
Did he pass it?
Regardless of the fact. Repeat. Yes. Regardless of the fact he didn't study for the test, he passed it. This is the end of tape 3C, book 26.